This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
God, well, how can we be on time today?
It's about
the first time you've ever done it. Usually you're always running late, aren't
first
you?
Time ever. How's that?
It's good.
It must have been my Uber trip in this morning.
I know, that Uber driver look was hot. And I'm only looking at his profile picture.
He was a very lovely man from Colombia.
Yeah. Could you drive me around the block 18 times today?
That's why I was late. Now, you know why I was late today? Because I've started something new.
What, facial cream or something?
No. I'm fasting.
What? So does that mean when you don't eat?
Yeah, you don't eat. So you've got to eat. It's called circadian fasting. And you've got to not eat for a minimum of 11 hours.
You know, even the listeners could hear my eyes roll. You know, even listeners. It wasn't just me. It was the whole of Melbourne rolled their eyes at the same time. So, no, please don't. Go on.
Apparently it's really good for you. You lose fat and you can build muscle more efficiently. Yeah. Anyway.
Great. You'll be skinny. You'll look great. But shit, you'll have not one friend left. You understand? People don't like to hear about your weird, strange diet. Unless you... Oh, no, I won't go
too
early in the morning.
I've got this app, and I got up this morning, and the app counts down. It tells you when you can start eating, and it still has 45 minutes to go.
A phone is going to tell you when you're allowed to eat.
It's going to tell me when I'm allowed to eat. So it had 45 minutes, so that's why I was late.
You know what? Your whole world's going to be like that now. I mean, Grindr tells you when you get laid. Your phone's going to tell you when you eat. It tells you when you get up. I mean, are you allowed to... Is it your bodily functions included in there?
No. That comes after. But Fuzzy and I are both sitting there looking at this piece of toast.
Please don't make Fuzzy go on that dog.
We're waiting for the timer to go down, and then it went bing, and I've never eaten a piece of toast so fast in my life. But anyway, we got here.
Well, congratulations, and let's never mention that again.
Okay. Tom, go back to your working days.
What, like whoring? Is that what we're
talking about? No, I'm talking about, you know, just your whatever job you were doing. It doesn't matter what you were doing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Whether it was a handy or a...
Were you ever inappropriately punished?
I'm not sure. Inappropriately, no.
Yeah, were you ever, like, something...
Yes, my last job I got bullied.
Did you?
Yeah, well, maybe I was the bully and then it backfired on me. I can't remember, but anyway, they walked me out.
They walked you out.
And then we went to court and now they had to apologise. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so they were in the wrong.
Well, yeah, but I'm really... You know me, I'm a liar. You know, I have no problem. I'll swear on anything and tell any story.
I remember one of my first jobs. I was a really nervous young...
Oh, what was that?
..kid. I was doing an engineering job. Oh. And this guy, my boss at the time, I must have done some... I got some figure wrong or something, and he threw the folder at me from across the room.
Is that bad?
Threw it at me and yelled. And I thought, oh, my God, is this what the working life is going to be like?
I don't see the problem with that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm paying someone good money and you muck up, I'm throwing stuff. Yeah. Wouldn't you? So I always wanted to be a school teacher. You remember back in the days where the teacher was throwing chalk at your head? You don't know how to do that anymore.
Well, I had a teacher pick up a chalk box once, but she you know, you have those big boxes full of chalk. Yeah. And she picked it up. She didn't check that someone actually was storing those compasses. You know those compasses with the spike on the end?
Oh.
And she threw the box at us.
And did it hit
these
you?
These compasses went flying everywhere. Lucky no one got, you know, injured. Oh. I think someone got stabbed in the arm or something. Thing with one, but I mean, she could have, everyone could have been blind.
So is that workplace bully too? No. So other than that, so someone's trying to, well, suppose, look who we come to work every Thursday and I bully you.
You do.
Does that count?
You do.
Yeah.
Well, this Chinese company, this is quite disturbing actually, because there's disturbing footage that shows staff at a Chinese company are forced to drink, and apologies to those who are having breakfast, to drink urine and being whipped after failing to reach their sales targets.
Sweetheart, I think you've got the wrong thing. You're looking at Weta Wellington advertisement. Yeah. Come in, golden showers and be whipped.
No, I'm not. This is very, very serious. They were film performing the sickening acts inside the office. It's a decorating company. Right.
You wouldn't want to go in there with a blue light then if they're using things, you know.
The workers were also reportedly ordered to eat cockroaches by the management.
Well, I've eaten a cockroach in Cambodia on a stick.
Yeah, but
on a barbecue. It was nice. It was covered in sugar.
These were being forced to eat it because they believed they'd let the team down. And the video, it shows cups of yellow liquid being picked up by the staff as two employees hold their noses and gag as they have to drink it. This is awful.
I brought my children up in the bush, you know, that up in the mid-north coast of New South Wales, and we used to have a lady who used to drink her first urine of the morning, so she told us. Her name
really?
Was, she was from Germany. She was beautiful, and we're standing there at the school one day, all these mothers and me, and she goes, oh, yes, I drink the first urine of the morning. But as she said it, all the other mothers took one step back.
You can see them all go one step back.
I mean, she looked beautiful, but, oh, no, she used to bathe in her urine, and I still, to this day, I used to think, how much pee did you get to have a bath in it? Like, to me, this used to spin me out, but dish had good skin.
Yeah. Maybe she was just drinking wine or something and she's trying to pretend it's some, you know, health kick and it's not actually it.
See, if I was in, I would rather die than drink my own pee. I can't do it, I'm sorry. Even if I was in the desert.
Yeah, I don't know if I could either, but I think you do hear about it in the desert, but this video, I reckon it's really quite upsetting, actually, because while they're drinking it, other staff are being whipped. It's true.
This is not true.
This is true. This is I've seen it. It's
because every time I've seen it too, but it was a movie and it's illegal to download. But I swear my mind is going. People, we cannot treat humans like that anymore.
No, not in the workplace. Well, after the video went viral, police have confirmed that three staff have been arrested pending investigation.
How bad must it be if that's the job? I mean, I'm terrible. I had a man that told me I had to stay back once 2 minutes. I said, no way in hell. So I quit. You know, I've quit more jobs than I've had birthdays.
But you know,
how desperate must these people be to keep their job?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, when you're in the workplace, and so sometimes you get these consultants that come in and they might say, oh, I know how to...
Yeah, creepy,
you
know, Andy. He's a consultant.
Process improvement or whatever. Yeah. And they come in and everyone gets really scared for their jobs because they're going to cut back or cut costs or what have you. Well, an unnamed former employee of this company said they started hiring motivational speakers and things became really twisted.
Yeah, no one wants a creepy person in the morning giving you positive affirmations. You know, you've just spent the time in peak hour traffic pushing on a tram and you get to work and there's some clap-happy moron wants to tell you, welcome to the day. Yeah, bloody motivational speakers.
Exactly. Well, at least they're not drinking wee. Having their head shaved is another punishment that they had, and the others are being whipped. That's terrible.
Yes, I mean, who wants to be golden showered and whipped? Nobody.
Hey, you're very excited this morning. Something I don't know what's going on. I asked you before and you said, I'm not telling you, I'll tell you on air. Well, the mic's on, I'm going to know what's going on.
All the exciting people in the world know what happens. Kylie just announced her concert.
Oh, really?
Yay! So she's coming down. I haven't even read it properly in 2019, but I'm a little pissed.
Why?
No, I'm not. It's really hard. You don't know how to do it. I love Kylie. We've been waiting for the concert to come. I'm reading it. What? A day on the green? If we get some second-rate concert.
Hang on, what do you mean a day on the green?
We know how they do it in the park and the winery. Yeah, we're not getting an arena spectacular to her. She says she wants to do something a little different.
A little intimate?
Well.
But I would prefer that, to be honest with you.
Look, I love Kylie. You know I love Kylie.
We all know you love Kylie.
We don't go there to hear her vocal talents. We go there to see the show.
I agree with you there.
The spectacular of Kylie. Yeah. I mean, I want to see gorgeous Kylie and 12 friggin' hot men in just about nothing dancing behind.
You might be up close with her and the 12 hot men might be up close with you as well.
I paid big money to get up bloody close. Yeah.
So where's it going to be?
Sydney Meyer Music Bowl.
That's all right. That's not that small.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's outside.
That's okay.
Where's the arena spectacular? Where's the stage going to... How's she going to arrive, you know, from a magic...
She might swing in from a tree or something.
I have spent so long now making sure I haven't watched any bit of that concert that's gone through Europe.
So is it going to be a reproduction of that concert?
It can't be because it's like she's got little magical stages go out. She pops out of the middle bit. She comes out of there.
There's a big stage at the Music Bowl.
Listen, every time I've ever seen that thing on TV, it's pouring rain. Some bugger sitting under a garbage bag.
And huge pylons that she could be hanging from. You could be hanging from them.
Oh, please don't say that. That sounds so exciting. No, I am excited. So me and Andy are discussing, so what are we doing? She's doing one at some place called Cotton up in Queensland somewhere. God knows where. I don't know. They've got to travel there.
Like a cotton farm or something?
No, I think it's a winery.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Probably where fine cotton was. You know, do you remember?
Well, maybe she's somehow, you know, I don't know, reached maturity now and she's going to start doing these intimate concerts.
Oh, please do. Look, that was one of my favourite, the Intimate and Life concert is good, but I'm after a spectacular, sweetheart. I want the bells and whistles.
I reckon you'll get a spectacular.
So to celebrate, we're going to play my favourite song from the new Kylie album, Golden. A Lifetime to Repair.
Here on Joy.
Kylie Minogue is bringing her Golden Tour to Australia early next year. Minogue will perform a series of arena shows in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and in March, and as well as outdoor concerts in Perth, the Hunter Valley and also at Mount Cotton south of Brisbane. Her 14th album, Golden, has become her sixth chart topper in the UK, a place she's called home since the early 90s. And joining Kylie on her Australian tour will be close friends Scissor Sisters frontman Jake Shears and Warren from Joy's most popular morning breakfast show.
Yes, I'm joining.
Warren. Over my dead body. That will be happening.
I am going to be very exciting, invite you. She Warren. Said, I just want one. And I said, well, pick one.
Yeah.
And she said, me.
So it's fantastic.
Finally, she wants someone shorter than her. And you're probably the only person in Australia that is.
Tom's a bit creepy. He stalks me a little bit too much. And I said, look, I understand.
Well, it's going to be immense popularity for Kylie to have Warren with her. So well done, Warren.
You used to cut hair.
Oh, you mean I was a hairdresser? Yeah. I thought you meant like creepily like walking around the streets cutting people's hair. And I'm thinking, no, I've never done that.
You were the mysterious hair cutter running around Melbourne.
There was years I did chase Kylie Minogue around with a pair of scissors to get a lock of hair. But
no wonder she keeps away from you.
I've now been asked by multiple letters and police escorts not to go near her again.
Well, you know, when you're sitting there and you have your hair cut with your barber, hairdresser, whatever you, wherever you go, and there's this rule, right? They hold the mirror up behind you.
So
it's
you
like
can
an
see
unspoken
the back
rule so you can see the back of
and
your
I
hair.
And I say to the hairdresser every time, I'm blind, mate, without my glasses. Don't, no, you show me because I can't see a thing.
But, and then you might look sometimes and you just swallow and you think, oh, it looks terrible. But you go, oh, thank you. You know, that's lovely. Thank you. Like, did you ever have clients say to you, that looks absolutely crap?
Well, I've had people try to complain, but I throw it back at them. The best one I had, who's the Anthony Green? Who's the Tony Green? He's a boxer. It's Green, somebody Green. I know, he plays boxing and he'd come and I had to cut his hair once, had to shave it. And he goes, oh, it's a lot even. And I said, mate, it's your head. I go, your head's not straight. It's not my problem.
You've been punched or something there.
Yeah, because like his head had all knobbles in it. So when you try and take the clippers up, some bits look longer and other. And he tried to complain. And I said, it's not my problem, mate. I go, I've got a guard. It only cuts one thing. It's your head's got lumps. It's not my issue.
But would you agree that most people are nervous to say, look, you've done a... Because you can't just put it back on the rack and say, no, I don't like it.
You can
it.
Always tell
it.
A whiner when they get there because they always go on and then they, as you're about to cut, they turn their head to try and look at what you've done.
Hang on.
So you know, people...
Hey,
so, seriously, because people come in and say, they go, oh, I only want an inch off, I only take an inch off, and they get very funny. So you get it all nice, you're about to cut it, and just as you're about to cut, they turn to try and look to see how much you're cutting, and it moves. Right. So I throw it straight out, go, oh, you've ruined your own haircut now, and that's your fault for moving. Yeah, straight up, like, it's all your responsibility. Now, I don't take no responsibility, you're an idiot.
Because I want to know, what is the best way to say, you've done a crack job, you really have? Because it happened to me a few weeks ago, and I didn't know what to say.
You're a boy, mate.
But I felt really uncomfortable.
There's no... men who whinge grow up. It takes 2 weeks to do it. Try your head off. I can understand a girl who spent, you know, they spent hundreds of dollars to keep their hair coloured and cut. So I can understand them being very pedantic, but not men. Grow up.
And then
Your hair grows back in two weeks.
The worst thing is then you get home and you wash it and you think, oh, I can't even style it the way they style it. It looks even worse than what it did when you were there.
Well, look, there are a lot of tricks. Even if it's a bad haircut, the right product and a bit of movement, they don't know until they get home. That's their problem.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.